Let's take a call from Greg in California. You there, Greg?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing? It says on my sheet here that you have a question about a favorite beef casserole.
Yeah, I wanted to know what your favorite beef casserole was. And by the way, we in California call ourselves Bobby Flay fanatics. We love you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Greg. Well, lo and behold, did you call because you heard I had the Casserole Queens on?
Actually, no. I'm just a
wow.
I'm just a cook and trying to figure out ways to provide food for my family on, you know, with the economic times, and I'm interested in beef casseroles.
All right, well, it's very apropos because you're right. Economic times, comfort food, casseroles are perfect. We actually have in the studio the Casserole Queens, and I'll tell you why they're here in a little while, but I want to get to your question. We have Sandy Pollock and Crystal Cook. These girls are adorable, and they can cook. You have a favorite beef casserole that you want to give this gentleman, Sandy?
Yes. Hello.
Okay, hi.
Everybody.
How are you?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. We've got lots of things that we do. We have a really good one that we call beef and rice fiesta bake, and it's fantastic. It's ground beef.
Mm.
It's got some chilies in it. It's a base of cream cheese and white rice on the bottom, and then the layer on top is a ground beefy mixture.
It's got cumin, chili powder.
Yeah. It's just a lot of really good round flavors, and when it cooks together, it kind of makes a saucy, dippy thing. It's really fantastic.
So you can kind of put chips in and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Use it for burrito filling, too.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I love it. Like, Sandy, is it fair to say that you do most of the bulk cooking?
No, we do it together. Okay. I mean, it started...
I'm not just a pretty face, Bobby.
I understand that, Crystal, but I like the way that you come in with the spice. Sandy's like, it's beef, and it's cream cheese, and this, and you're like, and there's cumin.
Yeah. I know the recipe by heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we work together on all of it, so, yeah.
Well, you guys are adorable. Let me just tell you guys about the Casserole Queens, and if you want to check them out, casseroolequeens.com. I met these ladies... because I did a throwdown with them. It hasn't aired yet, so you're getting an exclusive right here on Sirius Stars 2. First time ever. This is the world announcement right now.
That's right.
And
it's going to change lives.
What's that? Oh, yeah, we're gonna definitely change lives. It's actually going to air on March 11th on the Food Network. And what time is my show on, Sally? Is it Wednesday? Is it 9? I don't watch my shows. I can't bear it.
Are you going to watch it on March 11th?
I can't bear it. March 11th, I'm going to be there. Absolutely. I'm going to have a casserole, and I'm going to absolutely watch it. We can't tell you what the throwdown ingredient or dish was, but you'll have to tune in for that. So anyway, so these ladies, tell us what you do, okay? The Casserole Queens, what do you do?
We are a delivery, home delivery and business delivery.
In Austin, Texas.
In Austin, Texas, yeah. We're out of Austin, Texas, and we have a casserole company, and we have like 25 different casseroles on our website.
Right.
www.casseroolequeens.com.
Right. Shout it out. This is the plug fest right here.
Absolutely. And we're a very kitschy sort of like throwback to the 50s. We dress up as 50s housewives, and we wear pearls and heels and the whole nine, and show up to your door with like fantastic food. And we just have the best time with it. We're silly goofs anyway, so.
I just want to give everybody out there a visual, because they are in their pearls and they're in their aprons right now in the studio.
The aprons are adorable. I want one.
I know. They're amazing.
My mom gave me this one. Thank you, Mom.
So, okay. So, Sandy, you went to the French Culinary Institute, right?
I did.
In New York City. So like you have like the serious cooking chops, and you worked in some Austin restaurants like Jeffrey's.
Yes.
And then Crystal, you were in marketing for 11 years?
Yeah.
Okay, and you gave it all up for the casserole?
Yeah, I did. I mean, who wouldn't give it up for the casserole?
It says here that you were raised a true Southern Belle. Where are you from?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Where
are you from, Sandy? Are you from Texas?
I'm from Texas, born and raised. Yeah.
And how'd you guys meet?
We worked in advertising together. I actually left where we worked together to go to culinary school. So we were good friends before in that realm.
Right.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
So what did you decide over a cocktail one night that you're going to throw it all away? Is that true?
There was a couple of cocktails, and it was margaritas specifically.
Nice.
And I threw the idea out there because I had just been home for Christmas with my parents, and my mom's a fantastic cook. I've loved my mom's cooking. I think she's fantastic, and she had made a bunch of casseroles for the big family that I'm from. And I just noticed that everybody really liked it, and we hadn't, it was cleaned up, and it was just really tasty, and I had forgotten how good they were from when I was a child, because we just don't have them all the time. And so I had them and noticed that all my nieces and nephews that don't eat much stuff were eating it. And I got home and was looking for something to do. I kind of wanted to be my own boss, and I had a couple cocktails with Crystal, and I was like, we need to open a casserole company. Everybody loves them. They just don't know it. They need to know, and start preaching it. And it
lo
took
and behold,
off. Yeah, it took
I know,
off.
But the problem is that you guys in Austin, like, what happens if somebody in, like, New York City wants your casseroles? What are we going to do? We have to start opening branches of the Casserole Queens all over the country.
Yeah, it will be world domination eventually, but we just had to start
world
it,
domination.
Yeah, right there in Austin.
Exactly.
But yeah.
I mean, but you do, like, breakfast casseroles, like this one Frenchie toast casserole.
Oh,
and
yeah.
B&B.
That one's fantastic.
Hash brown casserole. And then, of course, you do, like, dinner. My wife Stephanie would know this, but what's the traditional King Ranch casserole?
That is, and people have different variations on it. When we first started the business, Crystal recommended tweaking the recipe a little bit, which I shot down very quickly, because that's not King Ranch to me. I grew up with a certain kind of dish, and that's what's on the menu.
Right.
And it never changed. It's one my mom made when I was a kid. And it's basically corn tortillas.
You're banging on the thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People think there's an earthquake.
I don't even hear it.
Right.
Corn tortillas and a couple of different soups and chilies
and
lots of
in.
Cheese. It all goes in there and cooks and melts together, and it's fantastic.
Sounds amazing.
It is. No, it is awesome.
There's going to be the show on the Food Network. You're going to be on Throwdown, okay? And a lot of people are going to see it. And I just as you know, I mean, I've actually talked to you a little bit about this. A lot of times after somebody's on Throwdown, it changes their business. I mean, in a really positive way. What are you guys going to do? Get roller skates? I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, that's yet to be determined. But, I mean, we're obviously going to do what is necessary if the business comes in.
You guys have like 4 weeks to get this together.
I know.
We can crank out a lot of food, though. You'd be surprised.
All right, well, you know, I want to take a call. Let's take a call from Kelly in Texas. Kelly?
Hi.
Okay, it sounds to me like you are related to somebody here.
I am Sandy's big sister.
All right.
Hey, Kelly.
What's up?
And I'm calling from Edinburgh, Texas, and I wanted to say hi to you and Sandy and Crystal.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in.
How exciting it is to have them on there. I was actually at the Throwdown in Austin.
Oh, you were?
I was. I flew up that day. My sisters and my mom and I, we flew up that morning and attended and flew back home that night and had such a good time.
Okay, don't give any more information.
Was I nice to you?
No, that's it. I won't say a word. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
everyone
good.
Was great and nice, and it was positive, and we had such a fun day.
Yeah, it was really totally fantastic. It really was. Yeah. Are you in Austin as well?
No, I'm in Edinburgh, Texas. I'm south. I'm right at the border down here.
Oh, by Mexico.
Yeah,
wow.
I sure am. That's where I live. That's where we grew up. We grew up in Hargill, but I live in Edinburgh, which is like 18 miles from Hargill where we grew up. And I'm actually in a parking lot because I was driving to the mall in McAllen, and I'm in a parking lot listening to your show.
Good job, Kelly.
Well, Kelly, thanks so much for checking in with us. It's nice that you're keeping an eye or an ear to your sister. Great job there. Okay. What else do you want to talk about? Last night you guys went to Mesa Grill.
Yes.
Oh, that was fantastic. The meal was amazing, and margaritas were great, and we had the best time. Thank you so much.
No
that
problem.
Was fantastic. Yeah.
Well, it was nice to have you in the restaurant, and I always love when people, especially from like Throwdown, you know, come and, you know, we're not real competitors. We're just sort of...
We're best friends.
Okay.
You're my new BFF.
You got it. I mean, no, it was good to see you guys last night. I'm glad that you drank a lot of margaritas and ate some Southwestern food. So I know you guys have another appointment downtown. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. This has been so much fun.
Oh,
really.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. CasserolleQueens.com. Get your casseroles. They're delicious.
Okay. Tune in March 11th.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everybody.